642, 1320 WILS. So a new report finding that about 12 million Americans have concealed a bank or credit card account from their spouse, partner, or significant other. What's happening here? Why would somebody do that, and how long can you get away with it? Christy Stabe with us, a wealth manager at SilverSailWealthAdvisors.com. Christy, great to have you on WILS.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. And yes, there seems to be young and old this situation out there.
Yeah. Is it usually harmless, or is this a problem when your spouse is doing this?
Well, it depends on what their goal is. You know, sometimes it's just they don't mean to hurt you at all, or it's not intentionally being bad. Overspending.
Now, how does it work? Is there a point where a partner may get in their face of the other saying, I don't like you spending money, and off they go? Or what's going on there?
Well, absolutely. Or they see new stuff showing up. You know, hey, there's a new purse or a new jewelry or a new, you know, nice car out in the back. That's awfully big. But, you know, there's some signs that something's going on that you're not aware of, and somebody needs to, you know, have a conversation.
Okay, that sounds like an awkward conversation. And so, how do you go about bringing something like that up in terms of, how do you do that?
Well, exactly. Like, I mean, it does depend on your goal. So if you are approaching your spouse or partner and you need to talk about it, if your goal is to belittle them and make them feel bad, you know, go ahead and just, you know, start yelling and showing them all the reasons why they're bad. Mm-hmm. And that does have them change their behavior sometimes. But if your goal is to really live into a future that you're loving and supporting your spouse and partner, then really sitting down and doing the, you know, this is almost outside of my purview, which is counseling, but holding their hand, looking them in the eye, and talking about the future that you both want to have. I mean, one of the things that we do at Silver Sail Wealth Advisors is we get a couple down and talk for about an hour and a half about their dreams and goals. And it's interesting when we're asking them those questions.
Now, let me ask you this, Christy, tell me this. Should a couple really know every little detail of how they're each spending money? Is that healthy?
Well, not necessarily. I think you need to have a little bit of room, you know, to be able to do what you want or need, and you don't have to check in every time you're spending, because that could feel too confining. What do you think?
Oh, I think it, to me, I don't want to know, frankly. I'd rather just not have no idea and assume that my spouse is not a maniac, you know?
Well, exactly. But if you have a plan and you're reviewing it together often, whether that's every 6 months or once a year on a vacation, you know, and checking in to make sure truly you're on plan with the finances, you know, whatever other goals you have. It makes sense to check in every once in a while and really talk about the issues.
Yeah. Is it okay for a couple to have separate accounts so they have some privacy about how they're spending their money?
Well, you know, that's everybody's opinion. I mean, my opinion is it's okay to have a separate account. But again, if you're a couple and you're working together on things, it should be open and they can share what's in there. I think having a joint account also says, hey, we're working on things together, whether you're paying the electricity bill out of it or the bill for the boat, right?
And that typically, when you're sitting down with a couple, Christy, do they really know exactly how much money each is making, how the money's being spent? Do they have clear understandings of that?
Yes. What I've seen in the most healthy relationships is that both of them are showing up for planning, whether they're with me or they're by themselves, and they're sharing what is the income, what is the expenses, what are they planning for the future, whether they want to retire early or later. Because if somebody's wanting to retire very early and the other one wants to work for a long time, you know, there's going to be a problem in the future.
What do you do in those cases? I mean, because I'm guessing not every couple's is thoughtful about the future. When you sit down and they start describing different futures, what happens then?
Well, there are a couple of questions to ask each of them just to see, you know, how important one of their goals is and if they want to budge a little bit. Because a lot of times, if somebody's going to retire early, you're not going to have as much money later in life. So there's going to be a different lifestyle. So, yes, we talk through all the different options, and hopefully together they can come to a conclusion on what's best for both of them.
Yeah. Have you dealt with couples where you sit down with them and suddenly you discover there's a secret account, that kind of thing?
I haven't personally, no. I know of others, but so far, my clients have, with the plan that we do, everything's right out in the open.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to go. Christy Stabe, wealth manager at SilverSailWealthAdvisors.com. Christy Stabe right here on WILS. Christy, one more thing. When you deal with people with debt, whether they think it's under control, but when you come and take a look, how bad does it get where, in your view, their debt's actually insurmountable in ways they're not aware of?
Yeah, that actually is something that elicits a lot of emotion. And what we try to do is take a look at the numbers and try and bring the emotion out of it, because a lot of people have overcome large amounts of debt, and it can actually be paid back fairly quickly. So, having that plan, trying to be unemotional about it, mm-hmm. and the best thing to do in that case is to have cash. So when you have to spend your cash, you have a pain sensor in your brain. When you use your credit card, there's actually a pleasure center in your brain. So we try to encourage them, use a weekly cash budget, and it really works well.
That's a great idea. Christy Stabe, SilverSailWealthAdvisors.com. Christy, thank you very much.
Anytime. Thank you.